This is HPR episode 2590 entitled Blowing a PC Power Supply, and is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Humacker, Tony H1212, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is just a short show on how I managed to blow the power supply on my desktop PC.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Greetings, Hacker Public Radio listeners. This is Tony Hughes again, coming all the way from Blackpool in the northwest of the UK. Originally, this show was going to be about some new kit that I'd recently bought at my favourite computer auction. However, as luck, or actually bad luck should have it, I fried the power supply on my desktop machine yesterday as I was setting it up again after moving back to my office. The PC is an HP Compact Elite 8300 macro desktop tower with an i7 third generation 3770 3.4 GHz CPU, and since I've upgraded it, now has 16 GB of RAM and a primary 256 GB SSD. It's my daily driver and I've been running it for a couple of years now, since I bought it at the said auction, and it's the best PC I've ever owned. Full specifications will be in the link will be in the show notes. As I said, I was resetting up my full rig after moving it back to the office upstairs after a temporary move while we had had a house guest, and as I was plugging in the power cable, there was a flash and a crack, and a few expletives from me were uttered, and sure enough, when I switched on the off the power at the plug and reconnected the power cable and tried to power on the PC, it was dead. I was hoping it was a power supply that had blown, and as it I had a spare, I was not particularly concerned. However, on investigation, HP have done the dirty with the design of the motherboard and power supply, and neither a standard ATX configuration. Propriety hardware strikes for this baby. I was lucky as a few months ago at the auction had picked up an i3 HP using the same case, so I pulled out the power supply from this and fitted it to the i7, and luckily it did turn out to be the issue, and the PC sprang into life when I hit the power button. So I'm now left with a PC that works, but another one that's useless unless I can find a power supply to match it's next to useless except for spares, which is probably what it'll turn out to be. So the lessons learned: never connect the power cable when the socket is live. If your plug socket doesn't have a switch to isolate it, connect the kettle end of the piece to the PC first to reduce the risk of a short, like what happened to me. Also, never assume that second-hand PCs are standard with the case or motherboard format, as you may have a problem sourcing spares if anything goes wrong, as in my case. Not the first PC disaster I've had over the years, and I can, as in this case, usually get around them, but although not when I bricked the BIOS on a Lenovo X200 one time, trying to clear a BIOS password. Again, I was left with a box of spares, which actually came in very handy. So that's it for this episode, and its tale of woe. I'll actually do another episode on the recent trip to the auction and my new laptop shortly, So this is Tony Hughes signing off for Hacker Public Radio for now. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.